This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, September 2nd. God's word for you today is light up. Our scripture reading is taken from John 1 verse 5, and it says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Christ Jesus came to the earth to light up the world, and the question is how. To help us, we have to put it in a way that we can easily remember and relate with. We have come up with the acronym LIGHT. L stands for Let Us In On Who God Is. Christ became light so that he could let us in on who God is, and that is huge. Without Christ, we cannot know God. Jesus came so that he could let us in on who God really is. John 12 verse 46 says, "I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the darkness." Jesus is saying that he does not want you to be in the dark concerning your life. You should not be in the dark concerning yourself. You should not be in the dark concerning your problems. You are going to have challenges. But Jesus does not want you to be in the dark. Jesus came so that we can relate to the things that pertain to light. If he came as an insect or an animal, we will not have been able to relate with him. But he came as a baby and became a man, so we can relate to him. The problems, fears, and challenges that a lot of us have are because we do not know who God really is and what God is like. You cannot love someone you do not know. You cannot love someone you do not trust. Yes, you will have issues, but the problem is a lot of us try to define our worldview or our God view from movies. We try to express Jesus, God, and the world from news stations or political parties. How is that even possible? You cannot see the world the way God wants you to see the world by looking at the world with lenses created by men. You need to come through Christ. Have you heard people say, "My idea of God is"? Your idea of God? Really? You cannot come to God based on your idea of God. Salvation is God's idea for us. It never has been and never will be our idea of God. Sometimes I hear people say, "I like to think of God as." When you say you like to think of God as, you are making God into your image, or into an image of what or who you would rather have him be. But that is not God. God is God and we are not. God is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he will do. John 14 verse 9 says, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." You cannot begin to relate with God outside of Christ. Christ became light so that he could let us in on who God is. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I put my trust in you alone. Illuminate my darkness. Reveal the Father, my Father, to me, that I may know and experience God through you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.